This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, September 5, 2009. What makes it possible? The scripture is Acts 5, verse 41. The apostles rejoiced because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. In his book, Safely Home, Randy Elkhorn tells the story of a persecuted Christian who loses everything because of his faith in the Lord Jesus. When he returns to his native country after receiving a Ph.D. from Harvard University, he can only find a low-paying job because he's a Christian. Shortly before he dies, as a result of terrible beatings, he tells a close friend that he feels unworthy to give his life for Christ. What makes such humble obedience possible? How could the apostles rejoice that they had been beaten because they were followers of Jesus Christ? How could the apostle Paul, while chained to a prison guard, write, "Rejoice in the Lord always"? How could James write, "Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds"? How can a man who has been on a sickbed for more than 10 years say to me, "God is so good"? There's only one answer, the grace of God. Without God's grace, no one could press on in the face of life's trials. Because of God's grace, we can be sure that even in our darkest moments, we will not give up, because He holds on to us. As the Lord Himself told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." As we grow to trust our Lord completely with our lives, we keep growing in the experience of His grace.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.